Maybe it was blown here by the storm, suggested Tom.
Like enough,
said Parson Jones.
Like enough, after the wretches had buried the chest and killed the poor man, they were so blown about by the storm that the paper shook out of the man's pocket and thus blew away without his knowing about it.
But let us find the box, cried out Tom Kist.
Aye,
said the good man.
Only stay a little, my boy, until we make sure what we are about. I've got my pocket compass here, but we must have something to measure off the feet when we have found the peg. You run across to Tom Brooks' house and fetch his measuring rod. While you're gone, I'll pace off the distance marked on the paper with my pocket compass here.
Captain Kidd's Box of Treasure. Tom Kist was gone for almost an hour, though he ran nearly all the way back. When he returned panting, Parson Jones was nowhere to be seen, but Tom saw his footsteps leading away inland, and he followed the marks in the smooth surface across the sand humps and down into the hollows. By and by he found the good gentleman in a spot which he at once knew as soon as he laid his eyes upon it. It was the open space where the pirates had driven their first peg, and where Tom had afterwards seen them kill the poor black man. Tom gazed around as though expecting to see some sign of the tragedy, but the space was as smooth as a floor, excepting where Parson Jones, who was now stooping over something on the ground, had trampled it all around about. When Tom Kist saw him, the parson was still bending over, scraping away the sand from something he had found. It was the first peg.